Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. What should I teach in IELTS speaking? An expert guide. As an IELTS instructor with over two decades of experience, I'm often asked, what should I teach in IELTS speaking? It's a question that goes beyond simply listing topics. It's about understanding the skills being assessed and knowing how to effectively equip students for success. This guide delves into the core components of IELTS speaking, offering insights and strategies for effective instruction. Understanding the IELTS Speaking Test. The IELTS Speaking Test is a one-on-one interview designed to assess a candidate's ability to communicate effectively in English. It's crucial to understand the four key criteria. Fluency and coherence. This refers to the ability to speak smoothly and clearly, connecting ideas logically. Lexical resource. This assesses the range and accuracy of vocabulary used. Grammatical range and accuracy. This measures the ability to use a variety of grammatical structures accurately. Pronunciation. This assesses how clearly the candidate is understood, taking into account aspects like intonation and word stress. Key areas to focus on in IELTS speaking preparation. 1. Building a strong foundation, fluency and coherence. Encourage regular speaking practice. The more students speak, the more fluent they become. Incorporate pair work, group discussions, and mock speaking tests into your lessons. Teach discourse markers. Words like furthermore, however, and in addition help connect ideas and improve coherence. Develop paraphrasing skills. This is essential for when students can't recall a specific word but can express the idea using different language. 2. Expanding lexical resource. Focus on topic-specific vocabulary. Cover common IELTS themes like education, environment, technology, and work. Go beyond single words. Teach collocations, words that naturally go together, idioms, and phrasal verbs to enhance vocabulary range. Encourage active vocabulary learning. Instead of rote memorization, have students use new words in context through speaking and writing activities. 3. Mastering grammar for speaking. Address common grammatical errors. Focus on areas where students often struggle, such as verb tenses, articles, and subject-verb agreement. Practice sentence structures for fluency. Teach students how to use a variety of complex structures to express their ideas effectively. Integrate grammar into speaking activities. Rather than isolated grammar exercises, provide opportunities for students to apply grammar rules in realistic speaking scenarios. 4. Refining pronunciation. Work on individual sounds. Pay attention to sounds that are difficult for your students based on their native language. Practice word and sentence stress. This is crucial for conveying meaning and sounding natural. Use authentic listening materials. Exposure to native speakers through podcasts, interviews, and documentaries helps students develop an ear for natural pronunciation. Example from IELTS Speaking Test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. Examiner. Let's talk about your hometown. What is your favorite thing about it? Candidate. Well, I'm from a small coastal town called Town Name. I think my favorite thing about it is definitely the beach. It's absolutely beautiful, and I love spending time there, especially during the summer. Analysis. This simple response demonstrates fluency, coherence, and appropriate vocabulary related to the topic. Tips for success in IELTS speaking. Extend your answers. Don't just give one word or very short answers. Develop your ideas and provide reasons and examples. Use a range of grammatical structures. Demonstrate your command of the language by using complex sentences and a variety of tenses. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification. If you don't understand a question, it's perfectly acceptable to ask the examiner to repeat or rephrase it. Relax and be yourself. The examiners are not trying to trick you or catch you out. They want to see how well you can communicate. Conclusion. Teaching IELTS speaking effectively involves equipping students with the skills and strategies to navigate the test confidently. By focusing on fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical accuracy, and pronunciation, and by providing ample practice opportunities, you can help your students achieve their desired scores. Remember, effective communication is the key, and your guidance plays a vital role in empowering students to express themselves with clarity and precision. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.